Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
James Ross is joining us from the Australian Turf Club. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Andrew.
And the club would have been wrapped with the quality of noms that came out yesterday for the Epsom, the Metrop and the Daly Flight Stakes.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. The Epsom Tab Epsom Handicap closing yesterday. We got 83 entries for that, which is really pleasing. You know, headed by Kiao Kiao Shark for Jamie Richards, ran very well to finish second in the tramway. But I think the top end of the race really, Andrew, looks fantastic this year. We've got last year's winner Hartnell, a bit of a crowd favourite there. Happy Clapper potentially back to his third Epsom, dependent on the weight, and you know, Samadout winning the Wink Stakes. And also the Chelmsford. So there's a lot of very interesting, well-performed horses there, and a few contenders like Dreamforce, very elegant, and you know, Best of Day. So I think it's looking very, very promising, the Epsom for sure.
The Metropolitan, you know, through the years, the last few years, we've seen limited numbers once we've got to the race, but we're starting, it appears, from a stronger bank this year.
Oh, look, I think it does, Andrew. We're up to 92 entries from 80-odd entries last year. We've made that investment in the staying program in spring, creating races like the St. Ledger, even further on to the Rosehill Gold Cup this year. But look, it's particularly good. We've got Angel of Truth there for Gwenda Markle, who won the ATC Derby last year. We've got Finch, who ran fourth in a Melbourne Cup. You know, and Chris Waller's very well represented with Sharo, the Sydney Cup winner. And Young Stark, a Queensland Oaks winner. So I think it's a really interesting market. We've got some emerging horses there like Girl Tuesday, Scarlet Dream, and Supernova. So it's a very intriguing race, quite an open race. I think $11 the field at the moment the Metropolitan. Yeah. So that'll be very interesting.
Yeah, Girl Tuesday, Scarlet Dream and Supernova all at $11. And the other one that was out yesterday was The Flight. We know Libertini, you know, she goes next to the T-Rose and then we'll wait and see what they do after that. But she's been marked the favourite ahead of Flit and Funstar in that all-in market now.
Yeah, it's possibly scared a few away, Andrew, but we've certainly got 68 really, you know, interesting entries for that race. Libertini's at the moment the Daly Princess Series points leader, having won the two legs, been particularly impressive. But, you know, it's great to see Jamie Richards across here with Probabil and that host of James Cummings trained fillies there. Should you know, represent that stable very well. But Chris Waller with a couple of emerging fillies, you know, the likes of Young Star, it's always been very interesting to monitor the performance of the fillies across the Daly Princess Series, and very difficult for horses to go through and win all four legs. So I think that'll be particularly intriguing this year.
I know the club is gearing up, hopefully with some major announcements to come around lots of things during the spring carnival. You know, we've been looking at the Everest, as in the internationals. Aidan O'Brien appears to be putting two horses into quarantine over the next couple of days. One dry tracker and one wet tracker, by the looks of it.
Yes, look, I think Aidan's really dialing up his focus on Sydney this spring. We've got 10 sovereigns entering quarantine this week, possibly to arrive around about the 29th of September. You know, he's the highest rated sprinter to probably come to Australia, having won a Daly July Cup convincingly. He was also, you know, a Group 1 winning two-year-old winning the Middle Park Stakes. So, look, last start he dropped back in distance, which was probably not ideal for him, running at York. And then they didn't run at Haydock on the weekend, just waiting for a slightly better surface. But, you know, he's particularly exciting. The horse that can take a position in a run. So we're looking forward to seeing him out here. And I think Aidan, off the back of last year's experience, has decided to bring a couple of horses. He's got Fairyland also entering quarantine, who won a Cheveley Park Stakes at two. You know, she'd been third to 10 sovereigns at Newmarket. She was fifth in the King Stand. So she's a really well-performed sprinting filly. So yes, I think we'll you know, see a strong hand from Aidan this spring.
And any others that you're in the mix?
Look, I think we we're in the process of finalising our Golden Eagle nominations, but we're in double figures there from the UK and Ireland. So it's a race that's been, you know, really well received in its first year. Yeah. Aidan putting in a number of horses for that race. So you know, as we work through the process to make an announcement later this week, I think you'll see some really high quality horses which have, you know, performed in English and Irish guineas. So I think that'll complement a really strong domestic bench.
All right, we'll wait for that later on in the week. Good on you, James. We'll hear lots more via yourself and the whole team there. Can't wait for the weekend's racing at Rosehill.
Thank you, Andrew.